And now it's time for another Castle Country Focus. And this morning in the studio, I have with me Theron Lee. He's with IFA here in Price. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming in. You guys have a fun event coming up. But first of all, you're new to our area.
We are. My wife and I, my three boys, are living down in Huntington right now. And we moved to the area about 3 months ago.
All right. And you came up from a place that I'm familiar with. You came from Cortez, Colorado. My husband's not far from there. So that's a good place. I miss it very much.
It's a nice place.
Yeah. I don't get home very often, darn it. All right. So small animal vaccination and wellness clinic. Now, this is something that you said that you used to do as an assistant manager down at the IFA in Cortez. And so it's something that you want to start here in our area.
Here in Price. Yes. So when I was in Cortez, we had this vaccination clinic, and you bring your animals in, your cats and dogs, and we have a vet there that is going to vaccinate for all the shots, including, if you want to pay for it, the rabies shot. So, and it was such a good success down in Cortez, we thought we might as well do it here in Price and have the opportunity to get your dog or cat vaccinated for a decreased amount of money, and then I even have a wellness check. That's the vet's one main focus. He wants to do a wellness check while they're getting the vaccination.
And that's a great idea.
Yes.
They kind of go hand in hand.
Yes.
Now, this is not just going to be an annual. We're talking semi-annual. This is something you really want to do every 6 months.
We do. We would like to do it every 6 months just because some people have vaccinated maybe 8 months ago and they can't take advantage of it this time. But in 6 months from now, they'll be able to take advantage of it then. And so we're trying to get this going to the point where we can have it every 6 months and make it an easy thing for your animals to be vaccinated.
Right. Well, give us all the details of when it is, the time, and kind of what pet owners, what to expect on that day.
Okay. So it is going to be at the IFA here in Price this coming Saturday, the 20th of October. We're going to start at 11 o'clock and it's going to be around till 1 o'clock. But if there's more people coming in, I don't think we're just going to say sorry. No such luck.
Sorry, it's 1 o'clock.
Exactly. I got to go get something to eat. No, it'll be until the last dog or cat goes through. It'll be in the store. So if it's inclement weather, you know, you'll be in the store and not have a problem. We're going to have some sales in IFA, some dog loos, some dog food, some throughout the store sales. And then there'll be vaccinations for your cats, dogs, the rabies shot. And the really cool thing I just found out this morning is the Carbon County Animal Shelter has got vouchers for spay and neutering both cats and dogs.
And now, it's important for listeners to understand that this wellness clinic is only for dogs and cats. So
Yes. None
of the other fun pets that you guys may have out there, just for the dogs and cats.
At this point, we don't want to have snakes or alligators, so.
No, not this time around. Maybe next time.
Maybe next time.
Yeah. So what is the cost on this?
So the cost is free for the wellness check to come to the store, walk around the store. If you do want to get vaccinated, it's going to be $40 for the regular shots. If your animals are up to date and you want a rabies shot, it's an extra $10. So you can pay $50 and get everything. Or if your dogs are up to date and you want just the rabies shot, it's a $10 fee.
All right. Now, as far as the vouchers to get spayed and neutered, how is that going to work?
So we'll have a list that the Carbon Animal Shelter is going to send to us. You'll put your name, number, and then cat or dog, and male or female, and then the Carbon County Animal Shelter will get a hold of you and set up the
appointment
with the vet at that point.
So there's also going to be a cost for that as well?
Well, that's the thing. For the cats, there shouldn't be too much of a cost. The Carbon County Animal Shelter did get a grant for the dogs, and so it depends on how many people want their dogs spayed or neutered.
So there might be a little bit of a cost, but nothing like you would normally pay.
It won't be the full cost.
And that's a good thing. This is a good time to take advantage of
Absolutely.
This and get your dogs
Absolutely.
Taken care of. Yep. Now, if you are planning to take your dogs to the wellness clinic, there's one rule. You have to have your animals leashed or crated.
Correct.
No matter what.
Correct. And I know that everybody has a nice dog at home or a nice cat at home, but it seems to me when you get a dog or a cat in a situation they aren't familiar with, they get kind of cranky.
Yeah.
And so we don't want any dog fights, we don't want any cat fights, and we don't want dogs chasing cats.
Yeah.
Or cats chasing dogs, I guess. Or
however it works. Yeah, we just want the dogs to be careful and protect them as well as everyone else, the owners that are going to be there. So now this is a really great thing, and you're offering special prices on high-end dog food. Now tell us a little bit about that. You said the dog glues, and then what else do you have besides the dog food that you'll be having?
The dog food, off the top of my head, I don't remember. I know there's dog beds and dog glues, Victor dog kennels, and then throughout the store there's going to be just our monthly sale.
So various things.
Items.
Because I think people honestly think IFA, they're thinking farming.
Yes.
That's it.
Yep.
That's what they think.
That's exactly
you guys need to go in there. Mallory tells me this all the time. She's done a couple of remotes down there, and she always comes back with fun stuff.
Oh, absolutely. Come and see our clothing department.
She tells me about. That's exactly what she tells me.
I know.
Women in clothes.
We do have an expert staff down there that know a lot about just about anything you can ask. So come and see us. Come and visit us and hang out with us for a while.
All right. That sounds good. Well, folks, this is definitely something you do not want to miss out on. All you pet owners out there, Small Animal Vaccination and Wellness Clinic will be taking place on October 20th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at IFA. Now, if you don't know where that is, it's just right as you're getting ready to go over the overpass, but it's at 240 West 100 North here in Price. Now, this clinic, remember, is only for cats and dogs. And the number one rule, if you want to take your cats and dogs, is they've got to be in leashed or crated. And it's going to be $40 for a regular set of vaccines and an extra 10 for rabies. Now, say your pet's all up to date with their shots, that's okay, but you want to do the rabies, you can do that. They will allow that. They will also have a list going there if you are in need of getting your pet spayed or neutered, and they're going to have a list there, so they'll just get all your contact information, and the Carbon County Animal Shelter will get a hold of you to set up that appointment. So is there anything else you want to add, Theron?
I'd just like to thank the people that have been in cooperation with us, with IFA, Carbon County Animal Shelter, Carbon County Humane Society has helped us out with this, and also the veterinary that's going to be there is Carbon Animal Health and Emory Animal Health. And we'll have two vets from those clinics there.
Oh, good, to kind of hustle and get the pets through.
Yeah.
And don't forget to do some shopping while you're there, because they've got lots of great stuff. You're going to have some really great sales for all the pets as well. So, well, I appreciate you taking time. It was nice meeting you. Welcome
too.
To the area. So
Thank you.
Of you have not met Theron, see, there's another reason why to go IFA. You got to go meet the new assistant manager. So he's a great guy. All right, folks, that's been another Castle Country Focus. For more information on this interview and others, visit our website at castlecountryradio.com.